and Crossroads Beverage Company, 19 Moosehead Trail in Newport. Eric Meehan in studio with us.
Hello.
Loving the heat out there, sir?
It's warm. Mm-hmm. I know I moved to Maine because it is Maine every season, and I love every season, but boy, there are times every season when I can't. I'm like, wow, I'm not conditioned for this. Which is why I moved to Maine. I definitely, because, yeah, I have relatives who moved south and far south when we all kind of vacated New Jersey back in the day, and I can't do it.
By the way, I loved the interview that you and Christine did with our friend Ben Sprague on his podcast.
I lay there and listen to the whole thing, which is very narcissistic, I suppose, at a certain level. But I couldn't believe, I was like, gosh, I'm so proud of my wife. She's like amazingly articulate and really come into her own, and it's really, I actually sat there listening, and she made some joke about how she talks too much, but I was like, wow, you know, it was a real pleasure to sit down with her and talk with Ben, who, I mean, we've known forever, but it's you know, he's a cool guy, and you know, it's important to sort of refocus occasionally, speaking of that, like on why we really need people who do stuff to move back to Bangor.
Absolutely.
And or move to Bangor in my case, you know, and it's a super important thing to get out to the greater community, not just for us. I know why I moved here. I don't need to listen to it myself.
Yeah, but it's a great story. I mean, it's a great love story, but it's mm-hmm. a great story of what keeps communities like this thriving.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, it's nice. It's nice to be, you know, reminded that I love my wife and she loves me, and like there's possibility of you know, marriages survive, you know, in this very dour age, you know, I really am very blessed to have everything I have, and it's nice to be sort of and sit there and listen to it. I was like, gosh, you are a lucky guy. Yeah. Go out and do the best darn downtown you can, Eric.
There you go. Check out the main podcast, Ben Sprague, and listen to Eric
do.
And Christine.
And lots of other great stories. Lots of my friends who have, you know, similar wonderful success stories. You know, it's not all bad out there, and it's really cool to listen to that and be reminded why we all chose to live here in Central Maine. And so we're back in Italy.
Let's go.
As I mentioned prior to the break, I've chosen, because of this extra sweltering day, to go to one of my most refreshingest wines ever, which is Prosecco. But I wanted to remind everybody, so we started in the northwestern part of Italy, and chiefly Piedmont, which makes these grandiose red wines, and some other fun, you know, Moscato, you know, fun, sweet, frothy wine, and some fun little red wines. But we tasted a really wonderful Gattinara, which is one of the loftiest expressions of the Nebbiolo grape.
So good.
So good, and so sort of cerebral. And we needed non-cerebral today because my brains are being fried out, and after this I'm going to touch a truck, which is going to be amazing and or amazingly scary.
Say hi to Graham and his mama. They'll be there to check
all right.
that out.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun, although apparently there's some sort of smokehouse wherein they train the kids to, you know, stop, drop, and roll, I hope, if my training is... I know there's new math, but I hope there hasn't been like new innovations, like how to get away from a fire. So I said, you know, we need something fresh. And so I was sort of drawn to the northeast of Italy. So we're going to go from Piedmont east. And so before we get to where we're talking about with the Prosecco, although you gentlemen are more than welcome to sip on the lovely cold beverage that we have today. We continue. Remember, we're sort of in the shadow of the Alp Mountains and the Tyrol Mountains that kind of descend down from that as you go a little more central. And you find a really, really wonderful country that grows a lot of the great whites and lighter reds of Italy, which is Trentino, and north of that is Alto Adige. Alto Adige, essentially, it's sort of like this place where you see everybody walking around with German last names, and they all look like extras from The Sound of Music. blue eyes and blonde hair and very tall and beautiful, and they grow Pinot Grigio especially well. They grow a grape called Teroldego, which means King of the Tyrol Mountains, which is where you are in at this point, which is kind of like a spicier Pinot Noir. They also grow Pinot Noir, which they call Pinot Nero. So lovely, lovely fresh wines from there, and I invite you all to check that out. And then as we kind of go a little more east, and now we're definitely in the east, we start to flatten out. There's a lake in the middle of Italy called Lake Garda, and at the southern end of this, again, I wish Bruce were here. He'd go on and on about the wines from this area, but the southern end of this inland lake that moderates all these cold Alpen temperatures, so you start to see a little hardier wines. The Amarone wines come from this region, and some other lovely little fresh wines. But then we head more towards the coast, and that's kind of where we're going to center our, again, because it's an important tourist area. It's a place where a lot of people have been. Of course, the city of Venice, which in itself is not a major wine producing region, but is a major wine consuming region, especially of the wine we're going to be sampling today, Prosecco. Also wonderful meats, cheeses, Piave, a great cheese from Italy that's just north of Venice. And then, of course, north of Venice, you also get some of the other interesting wines. For instance, the wines that we did for last month's wine club, in case anybody is interested in a monthly wine club, our stores do that. Friuli, that's growing some excellent whites and also some sort of Bordelaise-style reds, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, things like that. So really very diverse growing region. Can't really be pegged into, you know, 5 minutes, but we're doing our best. But, of course, the most famous wine from this region, and the reason I chose to do this, not just because it's a hot day and it's perfect on that, but Prosecco, so sparkling wines in the U.S. are absolutely the thing right now. They're just growing by leaps and bounds in terms of consumption. Of course, mostly you know, people think of them as an aperitif or a celebratory thing, but now people are actually starting to understand that you know, like beer or soda or club soda, carbonated beverages are wonderful, and that's what this is. It's carbonated beverage, wonderful with food. It's, you know, palate cleansing. It's refreshing. It can be blended with things like vinegar, flavored vinegar, like we have now, that are wonderful, you know, fresh little things like our tropical blend, which is passion fruit, mango, and peach, is just a delightful blended in with Prosecco. Things like creme de cassis, which is from the Burgundy region, which is cassis, so black currant. It makes a wonderful little aperitif, but it definitely goes with lobster. I mean, my gosh, yeah. We're in Maine, shellfish. It screams quality. And Prosecco is kind of interesting. So people sort of equate Prosecco with champagne, and that's sort of why I wanted to also focus on this. Champagne and cava and a lot of other sparkling wines go through a two-step fermentation process. It's very lengthy and not so cost-effective, but the product is obviously delicious, as we tasted some true champagne just a couple weeks ago. Prosecco goes through what we call Charmat method, and so this is a method wherein the secondary fermentation essentially happens right there in the stainless steel tank, and then it's put in the bottle as it's, you know, kind of still bubbling away. And that's why you have a lighter sparkling wine. If you've ever compared a champagne or a cava or something like that with a Prosecco, you'll notice it's actually a much different feel. A lot of Proseccos are made off dry, but now with people's tastes veering towards dry, you're seeing much, much more of it being consumed dry, like this one is. The other trick is they've caught on to the trick of doing subregions and, you know, saying this is more important than this, and which is now seeing some Prosecco bottles creeping up, you know, $20 and above in price, which is difficult at a certain level for me to accept, knowing that the lower costs are associated with how it's made. But I've actually started to have some examples of artisan Prosecco, which I think are well worth it. So I would encourage people to check those out. But know what you're buying. The one we're trying right now is actually very, very low in price, which is why it's sort of our house Prosecco at both stores. It's called Le Dolce Colline. It's right around the, I think, $13 mark. And it's, which is great because it's really, really, really a superior product for not a lot of bucks.
Yeah, it's light, not too sweet,
just
refreshing.
Fun, you know?
Got a little character to it. I like this.
Just enough.
Yeah.
Just enough. And, you know, and it's wonderful to do for, you know, toasts. And again, you know, just bring it home tonight and enjoy it. And, you know, while you're cooking, and then you're brilliant. Also want to mention that we are having on July 20th and 22nd, the Women and Wine Tastings, first at Bangor Wine and Cheese on the Wednesday, the 20th, and then Crossroads Beverage on the 22nd, featuring LuLaRoe, Savor Chocolatier, Brahma Grill, massages, wines from women winemakers, cats, dogs lying down with each other, useless Chevy Chase quotes that only I get. Yeah, it's going to be live.
You knew all those movies, didn't you?
Oh, gosh, so fast. And I don't know what that says exactly. I mean, I think I just, yeah, I grew up with them. And especially, I mean, Fletch might be the most, you know, if I could be that quick and that good, I'd be a lot farther on in life.
Fletch took me a little while.
Dr. Rosen?
Oh, I mean, come on. Right? And we've all been in that hospital, and yes. You're like, oh my gosh, but he just got away with it. And you got to suffer through the rest of it, but Fletch 2 has about three or four of those one-liners that are just as good and features our homeboy from Blazing Saddles.
That's right.
Yeah. So. Well, if you want to see Hal Holbrook, mail one in. Mail one in.
There you go. But anyway, drink more wine with more people. And not alone in a corner.
There you go.
That's our lesson today.
Life is good. Prosecco. Thanks, Eric.
Drink it.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese, Crossroads Beverage Company, Message in the Bottle every Tuesday. You go touch a truck and have a good time there.
Thank you.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yes, sir.
We'll take a break. It's 5:30 on Downtown. Dennis coming up next, our entertainment report. Do we want to drop in a little of Dennis's karaoke?
I can do that, but are you sure you don't want to save that for premiere?
I might want just a little bit of it, just a taste of it when we've got Dennis on because it's so good.
I got it.
All right.
Let's do it.
That's coming up. It's Downtown. The Pulse, AM 620 WZON.